We're going to start with the eyebrow-raising report today detailing a White House freakout. That's in quotes. White House freakout over the Epstein files last summer. This New York Times article is drawn from reporting done for the new book Regime Change, which comes out in roughly 2 weeks. It's by New York Times White House reporters Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan. Here are some of the highlights of today's excerpt. On July 17th, 2025, about a year ago, a chunk of Trump's top officials, who you see listed on your screen, led by the vice president, filed into the White House Situation Room without the commander-in-chief, without President Trump. They were trying to figure out how to regain control over the growing ugly narrative that the Trump administration was, at the very least, complicit in a cover-up for the crimes of now-dead pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and other predators in his orbit. 10 days earlier, the Justice Department and FBI had released their nothing-to-see-here memo, saying that their review found no client list of the powerful men to whom Epstein had allegedly trafficked girls, underage, and women. Vice President Vance reportedly told the group, "This is a huge problem," and he argued that all the Epstein files should be released. The report says, quote, Vance had also floated to colleagues an extraordinary PR gambit that the White House enlists Tucker Carlson to interview Epstein's longtime girlfriend and co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell in prison. It might help the president if Maxwell was willing to state that Trump had not been part of any wrongdoing with Epstein. Spoiler alert, Tucker did not get that gig. You will note, however, that the goal here, as stated, seemed to be to get Trump cleared by Maxwell, who is a criminal with questionable credibility, to say the least.